guest today is Katie Anderson. Katie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, David?
I'm doing great, thanks. What do you do?
So I'm the Microsoft student partner for UW-Madison.
UW, the University of Wisconsin.
Correct.
At Madison.
Go Badgers.
Great school. MSP, Microsoft student partner. Tell me about that. What is that?
So the Microsoft student partner is similar to a technical evangelist position, but for students.
Okay.
So my role is...
I'm a technical evangelist.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
So you should tell me more about your job.
Later.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
So the Microsoft student partner is similar to a technical evangelist, but it's more catered toward the students at a university level. So our role is to help facilitate technical evangelists such as yourself on our campus. But more than that, we really try to bring the Microsoft technology stack to the students, tell them what's available from Microsoft for students to learn and develop, and mostly try to evangelize products and services on our campus, and to have fun while doing it.
And how do you go about achieving those goals?
Well, many different students approach it in many different ways, but we are required to do at least one event on our campus, and that can be either technical or social, but it must be on our campus catered toward our students.
Okay.
So
technical would be like a workshop or
right. So we could have like a workshop such as an introduction to Azure. We could do a workshop on, say, IoT, if we have some kits to work with our students, but those would be more technical workshops.
Yeah.
The other aspect is kind of social, so an Xbox party, it's really fun, or facilitating a meetup group. We also do challenges such as hackathons. It really kind of depends on the campus and the social outgoingness of the students, or even the size of the student body. We've had lots of different students do many different things across the country, and this is a national program.
Right.
More than that, it's an international program.
Right.
Yeah.
The requirements, at least the bare minimum, is one event every month.
Correct.
And what else?
So we do have some training sessions approximately twice a month. Check-ins.
You get trained.
I get trained as an MSP. I'm also a senior student partner, which is a mentorship program for MSPs. SSPs do an extra training session per month and kind of check in with the manager. So besides that, we do have a social media page. We have this outgoing reach to the student body. The goal of an MSP, assuming that you're there for more than 1 year, is to kind of build a community. So what you want to do is reach out to the students, kind of get a following, build up your own brand. Every Microsoft student partner has its own brand. So we kind of build up on what we want. For example, you'll notice I'm wearing a lot of blue and black. That's actually my branding on campus.
Oh, I didn't know.
Right. So people will say, like, they might not recognize my name or something like that, but they'll be like, find the girl in blue and black.
And
has a band. Exactly. So that's kind of my personal branding.
Interesting.
Other people do different things. They'll wear a specific cap. This year they sent us hoodies, so we can wear those if we want. But that went against my branding. So.
We're wearing a hoodie right now.
I am wearing a hoodie, but it's blue. And more than that, for example, I asked for some IoT kits. So I ran an IoT workshop this last semester. It met about once a week.
Okay, so this is above and beyond.
Oh yeah, this is above and beyond.
You're actually running a multi-day workshop.
Correct, multi-week. It ran through the entire semester, and we got to reach out to the students and kind of get more hands-on. Rather than one-off workshops, what I did was a series of 7 workshops, about once a week.
And they built on top of each other.
And they built on top of each other. Now, this did include community outreach. So I reached out to the technical evangelist team in Chicago, which you're a part of.
Okay.
I also reached out to local startup groups and maker groups in Madison and in Wisconsin in general to kind of come in and talk about their products and help students build. So we worked on IoT, what's hardware, what is circuits. We worked on mobile applications using Azure and Xamarin. We also kind of talked a bit about the web stack technology and how you kind of push an application out to the web.
How many students do you have?
So we started with 30. At the end of the semester, we had a bit of a hackathon with presentation and with judges, which Microsoft was very willing to provide a judge for. Thank you very much for that. And the
Who
winner, Brian Lewis.
He's awesome.
From he's based in Wisconsin. He's wonderful. Thank you, Brian, by the way, if you're watching this. But we had all these community members come in and kind of judge the students and choose a winner, and the winner got to keep their IoT kit.
That is awesome. Wow, that wasn't for credit.
No.
Something you were doing in your spare time that you were doing in your spare time. And just to say, I actually met some of your students.
Yeah.
I was at Northwestern about a month ago, and they showed up there, and they were bringing their hacks, they're showing them. They were really excited.
It was really fun to get messages from you and Sarah saying, hey, I think your students are down here.
It was
in
like
2
in the morning, too. Like, I don't know what, I hope I didn't have any crazy messages.
Which was
you.
Funny because both I and my partner in crime for this class, Mitch, he was helping troubleshoot some issues that they were having at 2 in the morning, and we didn't know that they were at the hackathon.
Oh.
So then we were getting messages, we're like, oh. Which was great.
Very cool. And what else do you do? You're as part of this. It changes every semester, right?
Yeah. So the MSP program flexes based on the needs of Microsoft. In the years past, we've done mobile hackathons. We've done Xbox parties. We've done a
Xbox
lot.
Xbox to play stuff. Xbox or to build an Xbox?
No, game? Just to play. Excellent. Like just to play an Xbox. Try out an Xbox One. We have to give away. Xbox games and controllers, and it's really fun.
Microsoft sends you stuff to give away?
Yeah, we
That's
get
like
lots of swag.
That giving away stuff that other people paid for, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful to get a big box every semester and be like, okay, so what do we got this year? In the past, we've given away power bricks, we got Bluetooth speakers. You know, we really get to, as I said, just get students excited.
Uh-huh.
And kind of bridge that gap between starting college and seeing what opportunities are available beyond just the classroom.
How did you get started in this?
So I got started my first semester in CS. I was kind of one of those lucky...
Yes, computer science.
Computer science, right. I was kind of one of those lucky few that heard about this program through friends of mine. They were full-time employees at Microsoft, told me about the program, said, hey, I should just apply on a whim, they think I'd be good for it. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly enough, I got the offer, and I am so excited that I did.
Yeah.
Since then, I've been able to go to Build last year.
I've never been to Build.
Yeah, so I got sent to Build, which was fantastic. I got to meet Satya. In person.
Wow.
Shook his hand.
What's he like?
He actually is incredibly friendly.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of reminded me, and I mean this in the best way possible, of my dad. Kind of just like a comforting, like, I want to talk to this guy, and I felt like really trusting of him. So it was kind of like, you know, you're awesome, and he's like, yeah, you're cool, and it was great. And then he had to move on down the line. But
sure.
I had a moment of connection.
Excellent.
So I got to go to Build, and right now I'm at CodeMesh, which, you know, is a huge conference out in Ohio.
Yep.
I got to meet with a ton of Microsoft employees and technical evangelists and developers on, like, every level. And not to mention that, I get to meet people that are leading other communities in different areas.
Yes.
So having that network opportunity as an MSP is beyond awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is it, there are probably some students watching right now that are thinking, I would enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
What would you tell them?
I would tell them, take a chance.
All right.
Definitely go for it. It is well worth the effort that you put in.
What's the, what steps did it take? There's an application process, right?
Oh, yes, there is an application process. What they're looking for are people that can communicate with the larger community in general, people that are go-getters and builders and makers. So if you like to tinker and you want to teach others how to tinker, you should totally try this out. You never know, if you'll get in, because if you're basically, what I'm saying is, if you're afraid to apply because you don't think that you're technical enough, that's a lie. You are totally technical enough. Try it. Again, I started my freshman year. Nothing. But this afforded me the time, the opportunity, the resources to actually try out these products, to develop on my own, and to teach others.
So the ability to learn technology is more important than the actual technical knowledge to start with.
Right. And it gives you that little bit of an edge, too, because I'm part of I have an MSDN account.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to use all the different products.
That's the benefit of being
an MSP. That's one of the benefits of being an MSP is I have all the Microsoft stack technology provided to me, at least for the year.
Okay.
And sometimes I get to keep it. So for example, I got a Surface Pro 3 last year.
Nice.
Yeah, so that has been an awesome development.
I have one too, it's really nice.
It is.
And then, oh, is it a paid position?
There is a stipend. You're mostly paid with the products and services, okay. But there is a small stipend that can help.
Mm-hmm. All right. So not like a living wage, but at least a little something.
No, a little something bonus. It's really nice around Christmas when you get that extra. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And do you know the URL to apply?
If you want to just Bing student partner, Microsoft student partner,
okay.
I think it's studentpartner.com.
Yeah, I don't think they're accepting applications now. Do you know when the application process starts?
It'll start at the end of this coming semester, so approximately in March.
Okay, in March, mm-hmm. And then the job itself, does it start right away or does it start in the fall?
It starts in the fall.
I see.
So applications go out, and you are basically accepted, and you know if you're accepted approximately September of that year.
Really? Right before school
starts?
Right
before school starts.
Some of the school starts in August.
Some of them do. the program kind of starts, though, in September and runs through July.
Okay. Does it matter what class you're in? If you were a freshman when you started,
mm-hmm.
What if you're a senior or a graduate student?
No, anytime. Definitely, as I said before, definitely take a chance. It doesn't matter if you're a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, grad student even. You know, these are all totally applicable as long as you're a student.
All right. And you're, I've talked to a few other Microsoft student partners. I think it's safe to say that you do more than most student partners. You've really taken the reins of this thing. Is that a fair statement?
Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
That's my honest perception of it. I don't want that to be sound like empty praise. But I haven't seen a lot of them. Is that your goal? Are you passionate about
sure.
this that you really want to go on above and beyond what is just the minimum requirements?
Yeah.
Way above and beyond?
I have decided to go above and beyond, which the Microsoft Student Partner program afforded me that opportunity. So when I first started, I did just do the basic once a month, projects once a month, hackathon
okay.
once a month, little mini tech talk. What I decided was that for every single school, the culture is slightly different.
Hmm.
So the bare minimum talk didn't quite capture what I felt our university was capable of showing.
Okay.
So instead of doing very quick one-off, events, which didn't lead into the other, I wanted to get a series going. So I basically reached out to my manager. I'm a third year MSP, which is actually, I've been promoted to an SSP, which is Senior Student Partner, which means I have a little more flexibility in how I want to run my monthly events. So I reached out to my manager and asked him, there were these kits available for IoT, which I talked about before. I basically asked him if I could do kind of the series and just see if it works. And he gave me that opportunity. So the MSP program didn't just provide me basic technical knowledge and industry standard knowledge. It allowed me the opportunity and the space to grow my own kind of following in my own class. And that was not required by the MSP program. That was something above and beyond the expectations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which I think that students should take full opportunity.
Yeah, so I'll point this out that it's not just altruism you're doing this for. I mean, other people benefit from it, but it's also you're gaining all this experience, this education,
right.
and you're beginning to fulfill your passion as well.
My technical evangelist that I've been working under for the last 2 years, Tim, told me that by doing so, I'm basically becoming a technical evangelist, which you know looks great on the resume, but more than that. I learned where my passions are.
Yeah.
So more than just learning technology, more than just being affiliated, I got to learn that I really like engaging.
Yeah.
You know, and watching freshmen and sophomores and minorities and women come into these classes and have that stepping stone between sitting in a classroom and learning concept versus hands-on industry learning.
Sure.
So they get to actually learn what everyone is doing on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. and they get to use that to apply for internships, you know, have an aha moment, which I think everybody can recognize.
Aha
moments are the best, especially for freshmen.
Yeah.
And they really kind of get a leg up as they go through their college career.
Katie, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, David. Hey guys, David's gone, so let me give my personal plug real quick here. If you liked what I had to say about the MSP program, feel free to reach out to me, facebook.com/Microsoft@Wisconsin, fully spelled out, or you can follow me on Twitter at KL Anderson 7. So that's KL Anderson SON 7. It was really great to be on here, and I'm so excited to see what more technology and friends has to say. Thanks.